This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. EMS services in Colorado are about to get a closer look. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The State Health Department established the 20-member EMS System Sustainability Task Force. A new law allows the agency to set statewide standards for ground ambulance agencies, like its role in licensing air ambulances. Colorado is the only state without centralized licensing and oversight of ground ambulance services. They're currently licensed at the county level. The panel will issue reports and recommendations on statewide standards for ground and air ambulance services, equitable access, staffing and retention, and sustainable funding. The group's work will wrap up by 2027. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs has a new international program aimed at helping care for giraffes around the world. KRCC's Will Taylor reports the program will include training and emergency response.
Over 200 giraffes have been born at the zoo in Colorado Springs, and it currently has 17 giraffes in its herd. According to officials, this makes it one of the largest herds in North America. Dr. Liz Godone, the zoo's senior giraffe veterinarian, says the new program will allow for better collaborations between other agencies.
When this new international center started to develop, I was really excited to really be part of it and to have more dedicated time to helping address medical issues and respond to these emergency calls from other facilities.
Officials say the new program is a result of the pandemic. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
There's a new police chief at RTD, Metro Denver's transit system. Joel Fitzgerald Sr. has been police chief in four cities. Now he'll manage officers in the dozens of cities where RTD operates. The service has seen a spike in crime on buses and trains over the last few years. This is CPR News and KRCC.